It's Tuesday, January 17th, 2026. I'm Richard Davis, and this is KNAU's Local News Now. The Coquimbo County Sheriff's Office is searching for a missing 69-year-old woman. Karen Legaspi-Cosper was last seen picking up her mail on February 3rd in Ash Fork. Officials believe she was at her home in Westwood Ranches, about 20 miles northwest of Ash Fork, the following day when she may have left on foot. All her vehicles are accounted for. Officials say Carolyn recently had heart surgery and walks with a cane. She's described as an older white woman with green eyes, gray and brown hair, 5'4", and 120 pounds. Those with information on her whereabouts are asked to contact the Coquimbo County Sheriff's Office. Apache Sitgreaves National Forest managers say they're planning several burn piles beginning today in the White Mountains. They say crews will ignite slash piles across about 2 acres of forest near Big Lake, south of Eager. The work could continue for several days, and smoke will be visible from the Big Lake Recreation Area and nearby forest roads. Forest managers say burns are dependent on weather conditions. And a Hopi runner and graduate of Northern Arizona University has his sights on the upcoming Olympics in Los Angeles. Arizona's Family reports Hosava Kretzman from the village of Hauteville is the first Native American runner to qualify for the 2028 Olympic marathon trials. It's only been 3 years since Kretzman ran in his first ever marathon, where he finished as the number one American and sixth overall. Kretzman says he's inspired by his Hopi and Diné culture, where he says, quote, running is a part of our ceremonies, running is a part of our daily life. Attorney General Chris Mays says the Trump administration broke the law when it revoked rules to regulate the greenhouse gases produced by motor vehicles. Last week, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency rescinded the 2009 endangerment finding, which established the agency's ability to regulate greenhouse gas emissions under the Clean Air Act. Trump administration officials say the rule has damaged the economy and the automotive industry. But Mays says the EPA's move is at odds with decades of settled law and science. She calls it a giveaway to industry and contrary to public health. A federal bankruptcy judge has approved the sale of most of North Country Healthcare's assets to the Tucson-based El Rio Health. The Arizona Daily Sun reports the sale does not include real estate owned by North Country or debt allegedly owned by the bankrupt nonprofit health provider. The sale is contingent on the transfer of federal grants from North Country to El Rio, which has not yet been approved. North Country filed for bankruptcy late last year following allegations by employees that the company had stopped paying for health insurance and had been cut off by medical suppliers. A champion Navajo hoop dancer made history over the weekend by successfully defending his title for a third time. KJZZ reports Josiah Enriquez won the 36th annual World Championship Hoop Dance Contest held at the Heard Museum in Phoenix by a 2-point difference. He's only the second contestant in the adult division to be crowned world title holder 3 times. The sport's most decorated dancer is the only other person to achieve the feat decades ago. Thousands of spectators turned out to watch dancers compete across 5 age groups. Enriquez is Diné and also from the pueblos of Isleta and Pojaque in New Mexico. A U.S. House committee has unanimously advanced legislation designed to support tribally owned businesses. The bipartisan measure would make the Office of Native American Affairs a permanent part of the Small Business Administration. Republican Congressman Eli Cranes, a supporter of the bill, and says indigenous entrepreneurs face tax, property rights, regulation, and lending hurdles and need specialized assistance to navigate the complexities. Supporters say the bill would outline the responsibilities of the Office of Native American Affairs and increase congressional oversight. They hope it'll help in the development of business and access to capital on reservations.
For KNAU Local News Now on this Tuesday, February 17th, 2026, I'm KNAU meteorologist Lee Bourne, the best-looking winter storm cycle we have had this season in progress on our Monday night. Much of the precipitation coming down as rain took forever for the cold air to get here, and Flagstaff only waking up on this Tuesday to an inch or two of snow around town. Although the San Francisco Peaks checked in with a foot of snow. And as you get above 8,000 feet, a lot higher snowfall amounts than what we are seeing around town. The main cold front clearing eastern Arizona on our Tuesday morning. It'll be widely scattered light rain and snow showers through our Tuesday afternoon and evening. Snow levels hanging around 5,000 feet in elevation, possibly picking up another inch or two of snowfall in some of these heavier snow showers. We have two more waves of rain and snowfall in this week's weather forecast. Next is due for us on Wednesday. Colder snow levels will gradually fall to around 4,000 feet in elevation through the day on Wednesday. That's the bulk of the storm through the day Wednesday. Prescott's going to pick up several inches of snow, even snow down around the Sedona area, up on the Navajo Nation, and Hopi picking up a couple inches of snow with this Wednesday storm. Flagstaff probably picking up around 4 to 8 inches of snow through the day Wednesday. Things wind down Wednesday night into Thursday, and then we have the final wave in the system, the coldest one. This is Thursday night into early Friday, and this will bring snow to valley floors. By the time this storm cycle's set and done and we break out of it Friday night, I think we're still looking at a foot plus for most elevations above 6,000 feet, 4 to 8 inches, down around 5,000 feet. That includes the Prescott area, 2 to 4 inches, down to the lowest elevations, including Sedona and the high deserts of northeastern Arizona. I should mention we do remain windy on this Tuesday and again Wednesday. Winds relax a little bit as we get into the later week time frame. Also some heavy snowfalls for the mountains of Yavapai, Mojave, Navajo, and Apache counties in the forecast as well. Stay tuned.
This is KNEW's Local News Now.